a distinct form of diabetes related to malnutrition, typically affecting teens and young adults in low- and middle-income countries, has officially been recognized and named as type 5 diabetes by the International Diabetes Federation, IDF. This admission comes as a significant advancement in the field of endocrinology, as it illustrates a more precise diagnostic criteria and tailored treatment strategies for what was previously an undiagnosed condition. Patients exhibiting symptoms of this condition, also known as maturity onset diabetes of the young, MODY, are often misdiagnosed as having type 1 diabetes due to high blood glucose levels and poor insulin production, but it is distinct in terms of its underlying causes and progression. A standard insulin-based treatment for type 5 diabetes can cause dangerous drops in blood sugar and, in some cases, even become potentially fatal. According to the IDF, Pakistan ranks among the top countries with the highest diabetes burden, with around 33 million citizens actively living with the disease. With a significant population affected by food insecurity and malnutrition, specifically a global acute malnutrition rate of 17.7% in the country, Pakistan indubitably stands to benefit from increased awareness and understanding of this form of diabetes. Experts have identified that type 5 diabetes is more prevalent than TB and HIV/AIDS, both of which are already subject to stringent control measures by the government. A formal recognition of this disease will allow for the development of targeted healthcare strategies that are essential to prevention and management. Early diagnosis and prevention of misdiagnoses can help reduce an onslaught of long-term complications brought by type 5 diabetes. Additionally, a targeted approach towards nutritional support can further help curtail its effects. Recognizing type 5 diabetes marks a pivotal step toward equitable healthcare, urging timely interventions, better training for practitioners, and a renewed focus on malnutrition-linked diseases in vulnerable communities.